This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 280 for Wednesday, February 26th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures are pushing higher on Wednesday on what an analyst calls a short covering bounce. At the final settlement, the May canola contract gained $7.40 at $664.40 per ton, and the July contract rises $6.70 at $670.30 per ton. Also, the analyst believes that if the Trump administration does press ahead with their tariffs against Canada next week, that those levies won't be in place for long due to the hard negative impact they will almost certainly have. In the meantime, canola isn't getting much in the way of support from other comparable oils. European rapeseed is slightly higher, Malaysian palm oil is relatively steady, and the Chicago soy complex is pulling back. Added to that, crude oil is slightly lower, putting some pressure on the vegetable oils. The Canadian dollar pulls back on Wednesday afternoon, with the loonie slipping to 69.77 U.S. cents compared to Tuesday's close of 69.99. The U.S. Energy Information Administration reports ethanol production dips 3,000 barrels per day at 1.08 million per day. Ethanol stocks jump 1.4 million barrels at 27.6 million, the largest since April 2020. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Outlook form begins tomorrow, with the trade looking for planted soybean acres to pull back to 84.4 million. Planted corn acres are expected to increase to 90.6 million, and those for wheat are to bump up to 46.7 million. The USDA attaché in Jakarta projects Indonesian palm oil production will dip to 45.5 million tons in 2024-25, with ending stocks falling to nearly 3.07 million tons. ANEC estimates Brazil's soybean exports for February are to be 9.35 million tons, down 370,000 from the exporter group's previous call. For Brazil February corn exports, ANEC places them at 1.29 million tons. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Wednesday afternoon. The May contract is down 7.5 cents at $10.41 per bushel. May soy oil gives up almost a half cent at 45.59 cents per pound. May soy meal sheds 50 cents at $302.50 per short ton. Also in Chicago, May corn dips 0.75 cents at $4.93.5 per bushel. May oats lose 6.5 cents at $3.72.5. The U.S. wheat complex is lower as Chicago May gives up 8 cents at $5.80. Kansas City May is down 7 cents at $5.98.5. And Minneapolis May drops 11 cents at $6.17.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Wednesday, February 26th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.